Parts of New England are bracing for what could be the first hurricane to hit the area in 30 years. Tropical storm Henri is making its way up the East Coast and is expected to get stronger. The hurricane watch is in effect for parts of Long Island, Massachusetts, southern Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Let's bring in Jeff Huffman. He's a chief meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. And Jeff, welcome back.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yes, what are you expecting from Henri in the next day or so, and which areas that I mentioned could actually feel this impact the most?
Well, it's important for residents in the Northeast, especially those in the hurricane-prone areas, to realize that all hazards from this storm may apply. This could be more impactful than many of the recent storms in this region that were just at tropical storm strength when they came through. So we're looking at a cone of uncertainty. And just some information on the science behind the cone. That cone represents where two-thirds of the storms typically track, the centers of those storms, within the edges of that cone. So there's really about equal chances at this point that the center could come as close as Long Island to New York City, or the center could stay just offshore on the east side of Boston and Cape Cod. So all of these options are on the table right now. Henri is going through some changes with its structure and its organization, so it's very possible that we'll see some further shifts to that forecast. And residents in Long Island, and especially near New York City, keep in mind the surge is going to occur well ahead of this storm just because of the way it's moving, the trajectory of the storm. That onshore wind is going to really pick up before the center comes inland. And then, of course, the wind hazards will be accompanied by the center of the storm. And then residents even far from the coast, further inland across the mountains of New Hampshire and Vermont, Maine, could see significant inland flooding from this storm.
Deepening the science a little bit more, why are hurricanes in the Northeast so rare? And what's different about this year's hurricane season that would make this possible?
Well, strong storms in the Northeast have occurred. It's just been a while since we've seen one occur to a magnitude greater than Category 2, for example. Many residents near Boston probably remember Hurricane Bob in 1991. More recently, Isabella and Sandy. They were examples that it doesn't take a particularly strong storm to have a significant impact. But when storms reach this latitude, typically stronger upper-level winds and cooler nearshore waters can mitigate their effects. It all depends on how fast the storm is moving. Can it overcome those effects and how strong it is when it moves away from the warmer waters of the Gulf Stream. And in Henri's case, there's some uncertainty on how strong it could become before it starts to enter that environment that would possibly cause it to weaken.
I have just about a minute with you. You know, we're just coming off of Tropical Storm Fred, which brought heavy rain and flooding, especially in North Carolina. Several people have died and others are missing. How should people in the Northeast who may not have even been around during those times that you mentioned prepare for Henri?
Well, it's important to remember that every storm is unique, and we need to approach every situation not based on what has happened in a past storm. And remember that Fred was just a tropical storm. That does not mean it still can't produce significant impact. So even if Henri does not reach hurricane strength or weakens a bit officially before landfall, residents near the coast need to still prepare for surge and wind. But this storm may also have significant impacts inland from the heavy rain and the flooding, and that's what contributed to some of the fatalities from Fred, in addition to tornadoes. So keep that in mind with Henri approaching. Wow. The timing of the impacts would be late Sunday into Monday.
Late Sunday into Monday. Jeff Huffman, chief meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.